weekdays from 4.
105 Drive with Julian Clover.
Seeing you home.
Folk singer Melody Causton won the Best Female Solo Artist for the third time in 4 years at Friday's NMG Awards, while the Best Male Solo Artist was Oscar Cawney, who was the 2015 Breakthrough Artist. This year's Breakthrough Artist is Kelly Oliver, whose song Rio featured on BBC television during the Summer's Olympics. Best Alternative Artist, Cathedrals and Cars, took home the award for the third consecutive year. And the Audience Choice Award, which received over 4,000 votes, was claimed by singer-songwriter Tom Lumley. I spoke to some of the artists on the red carpet at the NMG Awards at the West Road Concert Hall on Friday, starting with Kelly Oliver and Griff Jameson of Fred's House.
I'm Kelly Oliver. I'm a singer-songwriter based in Stevenage, and I was here last year. I won Best Female Solo Artist last year, so it's really nice to be nominated again, and it's just nice to be here with all these other musicians, bumping into everyone that you know.
And one of them is Grip.
Hi, how are you?
Very well, thank you. So you're headlining, amongst other things,
yeah,
here.
Well,
you're
both
playing,
really,
aren't you,
good.
At one point
or
another?
Yeah, we're really excited about it. Yes, yes, yeah. It's a lovely venue as well. It's indulgent of harmonies. We're just singing there all day, but we had to stop ourselves, to be honest with you.
Do you think it's something different? Because ordinarily the key venues in Cambridge would be the Junction or the Portland Arms, maybe the Corn Exchange as well, whereas this is not necessarily the venue that acts get to play at every day.
Yeah, I think being in the auditorium as well, it's just a really, like, there's a lovely atmosphere, isn't it? And I think because you know that the audience is made up of musicians as well, it's kind of nerve-wracking in a way, but it's a real privilege. So I'm looking forward to it. It'll be great.
You've had a pretty good year, haven't you? Because I think in the run-up to the Rio Olympics, you had your song Rio, and you got a turn on one of these typical sort of Olympic sports things. You were transferred to BBC Two, where had it not have been for the Olympics, you'd have been on BBC One. But had it not have been for the Olympics, you might not have been there anyway.
I mean, I know. It was great. We released a single Rio around, obviously, the Olympics, and there was a bit more of a buzz to it. It got some BBC Radio 2 play, and then, yeah, it was my first national TV performance on Sunday Morning Live. Very nerve-wracking, but it was really exciting, and, yeah, I'm just happy to have had the opportunity, and I think, yeah, you're right, probably without the Olympics, it might have been a bit more... It was just a bit of luck, really, but, yeah, it was great.
And is Sunday Morning Live actually live?
It is.
Gosh.
They're not lying. The clue's in the title, exactly. But yeah.
Well, it's like on Strictly, isn't it? It's like when they announce the results on the Sunday, you know it's been recorded after a quick break on the Saturday night.
They lie. But you weren't lying. I'm so glad, Kelly. I've got to be honest.
What about you, Griff? What's your highlight of 2016?
I think our gig at the Junction, to be honest with you, where we indulged and got a string quartet and you know, just playing in front of your home crowd, really.
They were good.
Yeah,
they were very good.
It was amazing to, you know, have what we indulged with the recordings to be able to do that live, you know what I mean? So, yeah, it was really good.
And apart from each other, who are you looking forward to seeing tonight? Kelly, go first.
I was going to say, I was looking forward to seeing Kelly, but you've beaten me to it now, you know what I mean?
Prince House, I don't think I've even seen you properly live.
They're very good. You should see them.
Oh, yeah, I must get to a concert or something one day.
Nah, don't bother. No, it's all right. No. I'm really looking forward to seeing the supergroups as well, actually. I think
it's an interesting combo.
Yeah, that was exciting last year, so I think it's nice when you actually get to, like, put musicians together and see what happens.
So who knows?
Exactly, definitely.
You've added the incidentals over the last year or so?
Yeah, it's been about a year, so we've had a busy year this year. Got the guys together and it's kind of just gone from there, gotten much busier since I got these guys, and I love them so much. So.
And do you find it's changed your personal performance, moving from being a solo artist to having a group around you?
100%. You can bounce off each other when you're playing live, and also when I was going around with the acoustic, it's a lot more lonely. I didn't really enjoy it as much, but now I play with these guys. We all just jam and have a great time, really. So,
what's it like being an incidental?
Yeah, it's not too bad. I'm enjoying it. It's good.
You've been in groups since before?
Yeah, I mean, I'm unfortunately 30 years old now, and I've been playing for drums for like 16 years. So I've been in band since I was 14. So it's been a while, but yeah, this is the best one to date.
Yeah, it's really good fun. Sort of going around with all these guys, stuff. We all get on really well.
Bet you're glad they enjoy it, aren't you?
Oh yeah, because I don't want to go back to playing solo. So I try and be really nice to them to keep them sticking around. So.
What's your highlight of the year so far?
Well, we supported Go West earlier in the year, which for our drummer Luke was a particular highlight. He's a proper fanboy, so yeah, no, that was amazing. Where we played, it was absolutely rammed. The reception we got was absolutely immense, and we felt like we was famous. And we was like loading, we was going past all these people that were saying they really enjoyed it. But then we had our KA out the back, we was loading all the stuff into. So I was like, yeah, we're not actually famous, look.
Where were they playing?
The Apex.
In Bury?
Yeah, in Bury, yeah.
It's a good venue, isn't it?
Yeah, it's lovely, yeah.
Yeah, we've really done nice. A few kicks now, they've always been really good.
Yeah, we did Nell Bryden there as well, so.
And Ray Quinn, yes.
Yeah, it's had a pretty good year, haven't you?
Yeah, it's not been too bad, yeah.
Although we've done a couple of albums in the last couple of years, we've only just really begun to start trying to promote the music. So we had an interview with Dave Hammond on 105 about 6 months ago now, I guess. And after that, we put ourselves forward for the NNG chart, and we've stayed in the chart for 19 weeks now.
I was going to say, you're almost on the edge of that 20th week, aren't you?
Yeah.
It's almost embarrassing that we're not quite there and still about to receive an award, but thanks to Tim for being flexible, I guess. You know,
so. Yeah. I just think his maths isn't very good.
You think so? Did you demand a recount or something?
He can't add up, but that's okay. We love him for it.
Do you get to see much of the other acts around the Cambridge music scene at all?
Most of the other acts who are in our category, we have children that they're their age, you know. It's interesting looking at the other acts. Some of them were really good.
Dare I say, is it a young man's game here?
It helps if you've got somebody else doing your washing and your cooking.
You know, what we try and do is write some good songs and you know, do a solid job of recording them. So I think we believe in the songs we're doing, you know, and other people seem to like them as well. So, no, really pleased with what we've produced so far.
And had you all been in other bands previously, or you mentioned you were sort of like a off of the radar to start off with?
Well, Dave and I did some music together many years ago, actually.
20
years ago, approximately. Yeah. That was too specific there, Dave, I think.
Sorry.
Yeah, we've come out the other side of that, and I was in an ambient band for a while called Transoceanic, which was quite successful for a few years back in the early days of the millennium. Sounds awful again, but there you go. And yeah, we've been in this band now for about 5-6 years.
So
it's good.
Okay, well, thanks very much. Best of luck tonight.
Thank you very much.
Enjoy collecting your 19-week award.
Oh, yeah, that's right, yes.
So we heard there from Kelly Oliver, also Griff Jameson, Griff with Fred's House, of course, and if I need to tell you that, then Dale Bennett and some of the Incidentals, and finally Lizard Brain. Now, after I did that interview with the guys from Lizard Brain, Richard came back to me and said, my wife wants to meet you. And it turns out that Richard's wife is Susan G. That would probably be nothing to any of you, really, other than the fact that she was in my class at school. Hadn't seen her for, oh, goodness me, I don't know how long, probably 30 years, possibly longer, but really good to see Susan again. And it's amazing, you see all these surveys and population census, and then something like that happens, you may think, are they necessarily right? We'll find out how Lizard Brain are doing, if they do indeed get that 20th week, or at least if they're on the way to it. We'll do that in our update on the Unsigned Chart just after 6 o'clock. And Dale Bennett and the Incidentals are in there as well. Is Dale in there? I was just wondering. Yes, they are. We'll find out how Dale is doing as well. So that's the Unsigned Chart update at 6 o'clock.